Labanor Children's Hospital has the vision to address the needs of children beyond the hospital's walls, particularly those at risk, through preventative community strategies, investments, and partnerships. Jennifer Taylor, Manager of Injury Prevention and Safe Kids Mid-South, is here today to discuss a very important topic, which is drowsy driving. This is the PEDS Pod by Labanor Children's Hospital. I'm Bill Klaproth. Jennifer, thank you so much for your time. It is great to talk with you on this very important topic. So can you first tell us more about Safe Kids Mid-South, and then we can get into learning more about drowsy driving?
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me today, and I'll love to tell you more. For starters, Safe Kids Mid-South is one of many community programs that we have here at Labanor. Safe Kids Mid-South works to prevent accidental injuries to children. Our programs and partnerships include a variety of things, such as proper installation and use of child safety seats, safe transportation and safe sleep practices, water safety, as well as pedestrian safety in school zones, and so many other programs to raise awareness and promote safety to children and their families.
What a worthwhile endeavor, and I love what Labanor does to help keep the community safe. So let's talk about drowsy driving now. How does Safe Kids help with the effort against drowsy driving?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Within the Safe Kids Mid-South Coalition, we partner with Kathy Wright and the Cal Canal Foundation to help share information and promote safe practices when it comes to drowsy driving. It is key to bring this information to light so we can prevent any future possible accidents for teens or anyone for that matter. There are four D's, Bill, when it comes to driving, including distracted, drunk, drugged, and drowsy. So drowsy is one we do not talk about as often as we should, but it is very important.
Those four are really important to remember: distracted, drunk, drugged, and drowsy. And today we're paying more attention to drowsy driving. So what is the official definition of drowsy driving?
It is defined as operation of a motor vehicle while being impaired by lack of sleep. It can be caused by many other things like shift work, medication, illness, or even stress.
Those are good to remember. There are many causes for drowsy driving, not that you're just tired. So what are some of the warning signs parents and teens should look out for in order to prevent drowsy driving?
So we have impaired vision and focus time are big warning signs. You can also look out for things like daydreaming, yawning, and drifting lanes. The best way to prevent drowsy driving is to follow the best sleep practices, like getting the recommended amount of uninterrupted sleep, which is 8 to 10 hours. It is also important to remember that children should turn off their electronic devices at least 30 minutes before their bedtime. I mean, we should all stress healthy sleeping habits for our children and the entire family. We all do so much and are just so busy. So as a family, you should all just want to sit down and think twice about how busy your schedules actually are. Specifically, this is a serious problem for all teens, and more times than not, teenage boys are just more affected.
Yeah, that is so true. So when we talk about drowsy driving and the tragic consequences that can come out of drowsy driving, can you tell us a little bit more about the Kyle Canale Foundation that you mentioned earlier?
Of course. The foundation is run by a member of our Safe Kids Coalition, Kathy Wright. The foundation was founded by her family in memory of her nephew, Kyle, who passed away at the age of 17 through no fault of his own. He lost his life to a drowsy driver while he was on a walk with a friend. Cal was a high school student who was on his high school varsity wrestling team. He played guitar and had stellar grades. He had such a bright future ahead of him. Cal's foundation was established to educate teens about sleep and the dangers of drowsy driving. His family believes there should be no drowsy driving crashes, and education is the key to prevention.
That is so true. Education is the key to prevention. And thank you for sharing that story about Kyle. My heart hurts hearing that story. That is so moving. And this does need to be prevented at all costs. So thank you for your time, Jennifer. This has really been enlightening. Are there any final thoughts you would like to leave about the Kyle Kanale Foundation or about drowsy driving?
I think one of the biggest takeaways is that just because the car is outside and the key is in your hand, you don't have to drive and put yourself or others at risk when you are drowsy. There are other options such as Uber, walking, or even riding with a friend. But driving shouldn't be the option when one is drowsy. The second thing is that parents should monitor their child's sleeping schedule and even their own. There have been over 1.2 million drowsy driving crashes. We can all become more educated on drowsy driving and prevent these accidents from occurring. Lastly, you can just go to the calcanalefoundation.org. for more information about the foundation and to learn more about drowsy driving.
Such an important topic, Jennifer, and one that we don't hear enough about. So I'm so happy we're doing this podcast today. And thank you so much for taking us through this important topic. I think this really illustrates the importance of places like Le Bonheur and the partnerships you have, all the work that you do and the work of the Kyle Kanale Foundation. Really, really important. So Jennifer, thank you so much again. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill. It has definitely been a pleasure.
And once again, that's Jennifer Taylor. And to learn more, please visit lebonheur.org/podcast. And be sure to subscribe to the Pete's Pod on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can also check out lebonheur.org/podcast to view our full podcast library. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels. This is the Pete's Pod by Le Bonheur Children's Hospital. Thanks for listening.